What is the most important part of a servant leader's preparation for serving others well? What is the most important part of a servant leader's preparation for serving others well? It could very well be the most important, high priority, high payoff meeting of your day. It may cost you some precious time, energy, and planning, but learning to be with Jesus is one of, if not the first and foremost priority of a servant leader's preparation for a successful day of serving others well. Jesus hasn't stopped calling ordinary people like you and me to himself, and at times, it may not be for any other reason than to just be with him. On one day, it may be just to sit quietly in his presence. On another day, it may be to dive deeply into his word. And yet on another day, it may be to learn how to be a better person and servant leader to those he has called you to live, serve, and work with. Each day may be different, but one thing remains the same. When you answer the call to be with Jesus, you won't leave the same way you came. What is the most important part of a servant leader's preparation for serving others well? We're going to talk more about this in today's episode, but let me first welcome our new listeners to the podcast. I'm Yancey Valdez. Welcome to the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. You know how every morning there are people waking up discouraged and often overburdened with fear, worry, stress, self-doubt, and frustration about where their life is at and where it's headed? The good news is God can change all that. God knows how to turn things around when life has gone sideways. For with God, all things are possible. This is why we're passionate about helping people deepen their faith in God so that they can win the battle over their discouragement and experience a renewal in their lives they never thought possible. Before we get back into this, could you please do me a favor by hitting the like button and subscribing to this podcast? If you like what we're doing, consider partnering with us through a monthly subscription. It's real easy through our Buzzsprout link, and it's attached to this podcast episode. With a premium content subscription, you'll get bonus episodes we specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. And then lastly, any positive ratings, kind words in the comments section, or sharing this podcast with friends or loved ones are also great ways to show your support. So let me ask this question again. What is the most important part of a servant leader's preparation for serving others well? Let me say this again. Jesus hasn't stopped calling ordinary people like you and me to himself. And at times, it may not be for any other reason than to just be with him. On one day, it may be just to sit quietly in his presence. On another day, it may be to dive deeply into his word. And yet on another day, it may be to learn how to be a better person and servant leader to those he has called you to live, serve, or work with. Each day may be different, but one thing remains the same. When you answer the call to be with Jesus, you won't leave the same way you came. Something in you will have changed. You'll be different. Even if it's in the most incremental way, you'll be in a better place and better prepared to face your day, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and socially. You'll leave differently because you will have given Jesus the opportunity to deposit something of great value and significance within you. A seed will have been sown with the potential to add even more value to your life. You'll feel blessed because you will have been blessed. He's faithful to do that. Furthermore, the blessing you'll receive from him during your time with the Lord will generally be more than just for you. For those who dare to believe, the Lord will often bless you with more than you need. Why? So that you can be even better prepared to be that servant leader you know he has called you to be, empowered to serve others, and overflowing to be a vessel of his grace and blessing in their lives. Don't ever think Jesus has stopped calling you to spend time with him. For those who have put their faith and trust in him, we need to remember that we come from a long line of ordinary people who simply said yes to God when they heard him call. It's no different for us today. He's still calling ordinary people like you and me to draw near and simply be with him on a daily basis. What we need to learn to do better is to say yes to God. When we can learn to do this well and let it become the most important part of our preparation for the day, we can expect God to show up and lift our service to heights we never would have thought or imagined. Let this scripture that Jesus said in Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 15 encourage you. Then Jesus went up the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. Let me pray for you today. Lord Jesus, let your presence be felt today in the lives of our family, friends, and connections, colleagues, co-workers, and those divine appointments you have already ordained for our lives. Grant unto us the grace to discern your voice and follow your leading. And as we learn to say yes to you, cause your good gifts to flow in and through our lives and into the lives of others. And lastly, help us to be the kind of people you can use for your glory. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We could not do what we're doing right now without the friendship and generous support of our listeners and prayer partners. You're the ones that are making it possible for us to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people all over the world. If you haven't done so yet, please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to this podcast. If you like what we're doing, consider partnering with us with a monthly subscription through our Buzzsprout link attached to this podcast episode. Any positive ratings, kind words in the comments section, or sharing this podcast with friends and loved ones are also great ways to show your support. And lastly, don't forget, you can always find us, more resources, and subscribe to our blog at deepenyourfaithrenewyourlife.com. Thanks again for your friendship and support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.